living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
It always seems, you know, after the holidays, right, January, February, and then as you move closer to summer, you know, April, May, June, there's always this focus on weight loss. And that's fine. You know, there's all, you know, this time of the year, I always seem to come across so many new weight loss programs, so many new diets. I think recently I just talked about the yogurt diet on another show, which really isn't about yogurt. It's just you're cutting your calories down like crazy. But this time of the year, there just seems to be an explosion of weight loss programs, the latest and greatest, scientific weight loss, all this kind of stuff. And it's all, that's all fine. That's all good. But I think we're missing something. And here's what we're missing. Why are we gaining weight in the first place? Isn't that really the question? I think the question we've been asking, how do I lose weight? I think that's an okay question, but I don't think it's the first question we should ask. I think the first question we should ask is, why am I gaining weight to begin with? I think that's a better question to ask as well. And so at Life Extension, I worked with some of our doctors, and I put together a free little ebook. It's about 30 or 40 pages, called The 9 Pillars of Successful Weight Loss. And what it is, It's an ebook that is structured in a way that's similar to my supplement pyramid book, which is quizzes. And what we've done is we've identified 9 pillars, and these pillars are really weight gaining pillars. And if you counteract them, then you're going to be able to finally, you know, be successful in losing weight on any diet program you decide. So the 9 pillars of success for weight loss, it's not a diet program, it's not a diet product or anything like that. It's really asking the question, why are you gaining weight in the first place? And it's pinpointing your weight gaining mechanisms, and then through a series of questions and nutrient suggestions, we're able to counteract the physiological reason you're gaining weight. I really do believe that it'll get you on the right get you on the right start for successful weight loss. Put it to you this way. If you're on, I don't know, Atkins, South Beach, Weight Watchers, whatever you're doing, if you don't manage or counteract the pillars, the mechanisms causing you to gain weight in the first place, it's just going to be an uphill battle. Let me just go through quickly these 9 pillars of successful weight loss. The first pillar is insulin resistance. A lifetime of eating sugar causes a lifetime of insulin overload in your body. And it means that the cells in your body, especially the muscle cells, become very insensitive to insulin. And if that happens, the sugar level builds in your bloodstream. It could lead to diabetes, for instance. But it also just means you don't manage the sugar very well. You don't burn it as readily for energy, and you store it as fat. People with insulin resistance or low insulin sensitivity tend to have more body fat. So the first pillar has to do with sugar and insulin. We have to improve insulin sensitivity. So if you go through it's about 5 or 6 questions. If you answer yes to 3 or more of them, you probably do have an insulin issue, and we need to get you on nutrients like chromium, magnesium, green tea extract. Those things help in reversing insulin resistance. Pillar number 2 is hormone imbalance. And for men and women, the very first one you have to consider is low thyroid. You have to correct your thyroid hormone. It's your metabolic throttle. And I offer suggestions for that in the ebook. Now, moving on to women, one of the most common reason women, especially in that perimenopausal, postmenopausal age group, one of the most common hormonal imbalances that cause weight gain is called estrogen dominance. Even though estrogen and progesterone are both dropping, progesterone drops off at a far greater rate, and it causes this estrogen dominance in the body, and estrogen dominance puts on weight. And if you don't correct that, it's hard to lose weight. For men, it's really about low testosterone, low DHA, low androgens, and we got to make those corrections before you're going to be able to be successful. Pillar number 3 is excessive carbohydrate and starch absorption. What I mean by that, too, even if you're controlling how much sugar you're eating, how many carbs you're eating. Some of us just have really active digestive enzymes that break down those starches and carbs and real easily, and you just absorb tons of sugar. We want to control that process. As you're trying to eat less sugar, as you're trying to eat more fiber, more complex carbs, we still got to control how fast your body, your digestive system, breaks down those carb sources, those simple sugar sources. And I have some questions that you answer, and if you answer yes to three or more, it probably means you do have a carb starch absorption issue. And I offer up suggestions like chrysin and arabinose and white kidney bean extract and certain types of fibers, which will be very helpful in slowing down how fast you absorb those carbs. Pillar number four is muscle loss from low physical activity. You know, gaining lots of fat but losing muscle mass. So things like whey protein, pea protein supplements, the androgens like DHEA, even testosterone replacement can be very helpful there. Pillar number five is low brain serotonin. Why is that important? Well, serotonin is a neurotransmitter. The higher the level of serotonin in your brain, you just feel good overall. As a matter of fact, low brain serotonin is really what causes depression. But we also know that when you have low brain serotonin, you tend to crave sugars more. So, you know, especially if you're a 3 PM type sugar craver, you know, stress kicks in from the workday and you got to get that sweet, you know, whatever it is you like to eat. If you crave that kind of stuff, that could be a serotonin issue. And if you don't correct that, it's going to be hard to lose weight. So saffron, tryptophan are things that I suggest in the ebook. Pillar number six is slow resting metabolism. You know, this is when you just don't burn as many calories when you're at rest. When you're younger, you can just be sitting there watching TV and you're burning calories. That's why kids are skinny, right? Wouldn't that be nice? Watch TV, read a book, and you burn some fat calories. And that's awesome. Really all of us kind of deal with this. As you get older, metabolism slows down. So we offer up some suggestions. Now, I have about 5 or 6 questions you're going to answer in the ebook. And if you answer yes to 3 or more of them, that tells us that maybe your metabolism is definitely too slow. And we offer up suggestions like 7-keto DHEA, the seaweed extracts like fucoxanthin, or the hot pepper extracts like cayenne. Those all can be very helpful. Pillar number 7, this is a weird one. It's called abnormal fat cell signaling. Turns out your fat cells talk to each other. You know, just like nerve cells talk to each other. That's how, in your brain, you have brain cells that communicate together. They form these connections. That's how you form memories and recall. Well, fat cells do the same thing. They talk to each other. Fat cells like to clump together. And when they do that, they pass these chemicals back and forth that help them to grow and get bigger and fatter. Fat cells can actually get fatter. Well, we want skinny fat cells, right? And in order to do that, we have to correct some of those signaling molecules that they're using to stay fat. And so things like Erwinia, mangosteen, cyclodextrin, these are compounds that will help to improve that fat cell signaling so you get skinny fat cells. Pillar number 8 is low AMPK activity. That's an enzyme in every cell of your body. When AMPK is at a higher level and working well, you manage sugar better, energy better. So we want to reactivate AMPK. That's pillar number 8. Pillar number 9 we call simply diet imbalances. And we just talk about the importance of eating a well-balanced diet, fats, carbs, protein, mostly plant-based, like 80% plant-based versus 20% lean meat. That's a good diet balance. So these are the 9 pillars of successful weight loss. If you want to learn more, you can go to yourweightlossrx.com and download the ebook for free. yourweightlossrx.com. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.